So anyhow, in come John Wise Nolan and Lenehan with him, with a face on him, as long as a late breakfast. "What's up with you?" says I to Lenehan. "You look like a fella that lost a bob and found a tanner." "Gold cup," says he. "Who won, Mr. Lenehan?" says Terry. "Throw away," says he, "a 20-1, a rank outsider, and the rest nowhere." "And Bass's mare," says Terry, "still running," says he. "We're all in a cart. Boylan plunged £2 in my tip scepter for himself and a lady friend. I'd half a crown myself," says Terry, "on Zinfandel that Mr. Flynn gave me. Lord Howard of Walden's." 20-1, says Lenehan. "Such is life in an outhouse. Throw away," says he. Takes the biscuit and talking about bunions. "Frailty, thy name is Scepter." So he went over to the biscuit tin Bob Doran left to see if there was anything he could lift on the nod. The old cur after him, back in his luck with his mangy snout up. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard. "Not there, my child," says he. "Keep your pecker up," says Joe. "She'd have won the money, only for the other dog." "Will you try another, citizen?" says Joe. "Yes, sir," says he, "I will." "You," says Joe. "Beholden to you, Joe," says I. "May your shadow never grow less. Repeat the dose," says Joe. Bloom was talking and talking to John Moyes, and he quite excited, with his dumb duckety mud-coloured mug on him and his old plum eyes rolling about. "Persecution," says he. "All the history of the world is full of it, perpetuating national hatred among nations." "But do you know what a nation means?" says John Moyes. "Yes," says Bloom. "What is it?" says John Moyes. "A nation," says Bloom. "A nation is the same people living in the same place." "Be God then," says Ned, laughing. "If that's so, I'm a nation, for I'm living in the same place for the past 5 years." So, of course, everyone had a laugh at Bloom, and says he, trying to muck out a bit. "Are also living in different places. That covers my case," says Joe. "What is your nation, if I may ask?" says the citizen. "Ireland," says Bloom. "I was born here. Ireland." The citizen said nothing, only cleared the spit out of his gullet, and gob, he spat a red bank oyster out of him, right in the corner. "After you with the push, Joe," says he, taking out his handkerchief to swab himself dry. "Here you are, citizen," says Joe. "Take that in your right hand and repeat after me the following words." "Shove us over the drinks," says I. "Which is which?" "That's mine," says Joe, as the devil said to the dead policeman. "And I belong to a race too," says Bloom, "that is hated and persecuted, also now, this very moment, this very instant." Gob, he near burnt his fingers with the butt of his old cigar. "Robbed," says he, "plundered, insulted, persecuted, taken what belongs to us by right, at this very moment," says he, putting up his fist, "sold by auction off in Morocco like slaves or cattle." "Are you talking about the New Jerusalem?" says the citizen. "I'm talking about injustice," says Bloom. "Right," says John Moyes. "Stand up to it then with force, like men." That's an almanac picture for you. Mark for a soft-nosed bullet. Old lardy face standing up to the business end of a gun. Gobby did own a sweeping brush, so he would, if only he had a nurse's apron on him. And then he collapses all of a sudden, twisting around all the opposite, as limp as a wet rag. "But it's no use," says he. "Force, hatred, history, all that, that's not life for men and women. Insult and hatred, and everybody knows that it's the very opposite of that that is really life." "What?" says Alf. "Love," says Bloom. "I mean the opposite of hatred. I must go now," says he to John Moyes. "Just round to the court a moment to see if Martin is there. If he comes, just say I'll be back in a second. Just a moment." "Who's hindering you?" And off he pops, like greased lightning. "And you apostles to the Gentiles," says the citizen. "Universal love." "Well," says John Moyes, "isn't that what we're told? Love your neighbours." "That chap," says the citizen, "beggar me neighbour is his motto. Love my ya. He's a nice Patterton of a Romeo and Juliet." "Well, Joe," says I, "your very good health and song. More power, citizen." "Hurrah there," says Joe. "The blessing of God and Mary and Patrick on you," says the citizen. And he ups with his point to wet his whistle. "I know where he's gone," says Lenehan, cracking his fingers. "Who?" says I. "Bloom," says he. "The courthouse is a blind. He had a few bob on throwaway, and he's gone to gather in the shekels." "Is it that white-eyed Kaffir?" says the citizen, "that never backed a horse in anger in his life?" "That's where he's gone," says Lenehan. "I met Bantam Lyons going to back the horse, only I put him off it, and he told me Bloom gave him the tip. Bet you what you like, he has 100 shillings to five on. He's the only man in Dublin has it. A dark horse. He's a bloody dark horse himself, says Joe. Mind, Joe, says I. Show us the entrance out. There you are, says Terry. Good boy, Ireland, I'm going to Gort. So I just went round to the back of the yard to pump ship and be gob 100 shillings to five. While I was letting off me throwaway 22, letting off me load, gob says I to myself, I knew he was uneasy in his 2 points off of Joe and one in slatteries off in his mind to get off the mark to 100 shillings is 5 quid. And when they were in the dark horse, Pisser Bourke was telling me card party and letting on the child was sick. Gob must have done about a gallon. Flabby arse of a wife speaking down the tube. She's better or she's... Oh! All of a plan so we could vamoose with a pool if he won or... Jesus, full up I was. Trading without a license. Oh! Oil in my nation, says he. Oh. Never up to those bloody... Oh, there's the last of it. Jerusalem. Cuckoos. So anyhow, when I got back, they were at it, ding-dong. John Boyes saying it was Bloom gave the idea for Sinn Féin to Griffith to put in his paper all kinds of gerrymandering, packed juries and swindling the taxes off the government and appointing consuls all over the world to walk about selling Irish industries, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Gob, that puts the bloody kibosh on it. If old Sloppy Eyes is mucking up the show, give us a bloody chance. God save Ireland from the likes of that bloody mouse about. Mr. Bloom with his argol bargol and his El fella before him perpetuating frauds, El Methuselah Bloom, the robbing bagman that poisoned himself with the prussic acid after he swamped in the country with his baubles and his penny diamonds, loans by post on easy terms, any amount of money advanced on note of hand, distance no object, no security, gobbies like Manty McHale's goat that'll go a piece of the road with everyone. Well, it's a fact, says John Moyes, and there's the man now that'll tell you about it, Martin Cunningham. Sure enough, the castle car drove up with Martin on it, and Jack Parr with him, and a fella named Crofter or Crofton, pensioner out of the Collectors General's, an orange man Blackburn does have on the registration, and he'd drawn his pay, a Crawford, gallivanting around the country at the King's expense.